I'd like to look at the a subject today. Mr. Bowles, in his series on the armor of God, he brought out what we needed to do, what we needed from God to be able to survive this world. But I'd like to take another little look at something else, and it's our carnality or being carnal. The dictionary definition of, there's no such thing for carnality, but it comes up carnal or carnality, and it says of the body or flesh or worldly. And I'm pretty sure you and I are flesh. We are human. We have a body, and we are that way. But the worldly part, a lot of us, hopefully, and we think we have, we buried that a long time ago when we were converted. But yet, did we? How often is that worldly part of our carnality just below the surface? Most times we hope we buried it deep, but it sneaks out all too often, too quick. And just to go back for some examples in the Bible that kind of, I think, bring out carnality is, we go to look a couple examples of ancient Israel when they came out of Egypt. Now, if we turn over to Exodus 16:3, an example here that, and the children of Israel said unto them, would that to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Here they are, and you got to kind of look at the time frame of this. Go back further into chapter 15, and it was only, this was the 15th day of the second month after they'd left Egypt. So you're looking at only a few short days since the miracles that God finished and brought them out of a mighty hand, and here they are, woe is me, we are going to starve to death. We have no food. I'm sure they had food, but how often, like us, do we, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, wah, 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 and on we go. And we forget how carnal we are, that because we are physical, and that physical body, our physical body craves stuff, the food and water that we do need, and if we think we're running out, we start to throw the panic mode, and we are very, very, very fragile. that we do need food and water and stuff to live. Our carnal bodies do need that. Another example is in Numbers 11:4, of how the Israelites, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept along and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Here they are again, complaining about not having food to eat. And in our physical lives, we can have the tendency to do the same thing. We find ourselves in a situation in the world, and what is the first thing that will pop to our mind is some carnal way of dealing with stuff. Sort of like the old saying was, I've heard people say that, God, if you just turn your back for a minute, I'll fix this situation. And how often are we, poof, right there. When we get ourselves in a situation, do we stop and say, God, help us out of this? That's not usually our first thought. Our first thought is, boy, what do I got to do to fix this? I can jump in here both feet and I can fix this. But yet that's not what we need to do. Let's look at John 6:26. I think that's where I want to go. Yes, John 6:26. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. These people were following Christ, not for the spiritual food that they could get, which we need to survive truly. But these people were just, you know, they were seeing great miracles, people being healed, and what Christ was teaching them, but they did not understand. All they saw was the miracles of the food. The food came, and their bellies were full, and they appreciated it, and they wanted more. And as it says in verse 27, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. You know, God set Christ apart and was going to make it. And we need to be searching for that bread of life that will give us eternal life, that we can live forever, not the physical bread. And how often do we spend our time spinning our wheels chasing after physical things? And again, let's turn over to Romans 7 and verse 23. Romans 7 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. Oops, wrong 26. Or 6 and Romans 7, 23. Getting the right page here. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of the mind, and bringeth me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. This is Paul talking that how often are we like this? The carnal part of us comes out and we're warring against it. In our mind we want to do things God's way, and yet our first off the mark is in the wrong direction most of the time. And we do war, and that war is in our mind, and we need to put it into our physical actions that we do. And I don't know how often you people are, everybody else is, but I know 9 times out of 10 that I usually come up with the wrong the wrong thought first, and then we have to backpedal and turn the other way. And just over in Romans 8 and 5 kind of puts this into perspective too. For they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit are the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, which we need to be heading to. If we continually do not turn back to God and seek to be the spiritual side and look to God, we will wind up being dead, because the physical and the carnal mind is death. We will wind up there. We will not make it into God's kingdom. And that was like Paul had that war. He talked about, you know, that what I want not to do, I do, and what I don't want to do, he winds up, you know, we always try to do, we want to do something right, and yet we wind up doing the opposite or heading in that direction, and then we got to stop. So I'd just like to turn over final scripture here to 1 John 2 and verse 6. 1 John 2 and verse 16, sorry. 1 John 2 and 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, that is the carnal, natural person. We lust after what is in this world. And it's not hard. We are physical. And we do need physical things to survive and to live physically in this world. But whether that is a matter of how we focus on it. And the Passover is not too far away. You know, this is the middle of February already, and the Passover is in April. And it's not too far away. And it's a good time to start to stop and look at ourselves and to analyze and to turn ourselves to God. Because as Mr. Bowles brought out in his sermon last week, God God forgives upon our repentance, and it is only upon our repentance and turning to God that we will be spirit and be in His kingdom.